What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Let's go to the phone lines right now to be joined by a friend of the show, Jacob Milham. He is with Kings of Kauffman. Let's get his thoughts on the Royals as the deadline is rapidly approaching. Jake, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing all right. I keep on sitting over here refreshing Twitter. I have so many tabs open. I'm pretty sure my computer's about to close. So thankfully it has a break while I'm here to talk to you, C-Dot.
Absolutely, man. Happy to have you on the show today. Let's get your reaction to, I guess let's start from the beginning. I thought they were trading Seth Lugo. I think a lot of people believe that they were going to trade Seth Lugo. They made the decision to extend him. What's your reaction?
I was on the podcast about 2 weeks ago, and I gave it a 98% chance that Seth Lugo would not be under contract with Kansas City Royals after this season, even if they held on to him. I didn't think they were going to be able to retain him. But lo and behold, I thought like that was a big move. It makes sense with this team saying, hey, we're still in 2025, but we don't want to mortgage our chances in 2026 either. So I think this was a smart move. It's a gamble on an aging veteran pitcher, but I mean he's had a historic run with the Royals so far. So you reward him for that. You hope that he can at least continue being that middle of the rotation guy. If he's anything more than that, then shoot, that's just icing on the cake.
My thought process with the move is I'm perfectly fine with them deciding to keep Seth Lugo. I'm perfectly fine with the contract. Perfectly fine with the extension. But as we are looking for the future, and I think a lot of the moves that the Royals have made at the deadline have been 2026 moves, what you expect to get from Ryan Berger. We'll talk more about him, Stephen Kolek, Seth Lugo for next year. I mean, this organization has two choices to add the offense this offseason. You either are willing to trade one of your starters or high prospects to go find that player, or you got to spend money in free agency. Everybody is saying this is not a great free agency year if you are looking for that impact bat. So then that leaves you with eventually you got to trade one of these guys to get something that you desperately need.
Yeah, and this was, well, I know we'll talk about the Freddie trade here in a second, but like that was a trade that I would have not been shocked to see in the offseason coming up. But it's free. They say it's a bad free agency class. Well, frankly, you can go back and look at the free agency bats from this past offseason, and not a lot of those high dollar guys have lived up to those contracts, whether it be injuries, poor production, or just a mixture of the two. And when you have a guy like Tommy Pham looking like the best free agent acquisition from this past offseason, I mean, come on, what are we doing here? So it is, I don't think anyone can look into the crystal ball and say, this is how the Royals are going to get better with either a trade or with free agency. Right now, this is, I'm sure that those phones are ringing, texts are being sent out, things like that. I think that a lot of these trades that we're going to see announced in the next 30 minutes are going to be trades of opportunity, if you will. There's going to be that rental that the team is just like, hey, we got to get something for this guy. Just take him off our hands. Or there's going to be that general manager who turns to his friends and says, hey, this is the guy. We got to go get him right now. And I'm not looking forward to what the Royals are doing in 2026 yet, because I know you don't believe in the 12-game sample, but through my rose-colored glasses, I'm hoping that they can keep it up what they've been doing over the past dozen games.
Yeah, I mean, this next 10 games is going to tell you everything you need to know about the Royals. Like, they play maybe the best team in the American League in Toronto. They play a team that is directly ahead of them in Boston. I mean, we've been kind of using the term tread water. You and I have had numerous conversations over the course of this season. The time for them to tread water is not this week. You can be eliminated in these next 10 games if you play poorly, or you get swept by Toronto and then lose a series to the Boston Red Sox. So right now, I agree with you. The Royals have a chance. They don't have a great chance. The percentage is around 13%, but they are not completely out of it. You can keep yourself in it by a good week and really give yourself a chance for a really exciting August or September, or you can eliminate yourself here in the next 10 days.
Right, and we talk about the next 10 games. Well, what gives you the best chance to win across the next 10 games? That is adding more talent at the trade deadline. We're still seeing some deals being made. I feel like we're kind of in a lull right now when it comes to compared to the rest of the day. Earlier on this afternoon was really just deals coming in one after another. Right now, slow down a little bit. So I don't know if we're going to see one last wave around this like the hour sandwiching the trade deadline, if you will. So in starting in about 10 minutes and then going on about 15 or 30 minutes after the trade deadline, because Royals fans, I do want to remind y'all, think back to the 2023 trade deadline. And I remember I was reacting really poorly to that one because there hadn't been any announced trades. And then after the trade deadline passed, like three or four deals were announced. So just be patient, try to hold out and hope the Royals have done something more.
Jacob, give me a player other than Hunter Harvey that you could see being traded in the next 30 minutes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
With this, I hate to say it, with the going rate of relievers right now, I mean, Carlos Estevez. I know he's your closer, and it doesn't make much sense to trade your closer when you're trying to go in the wild card race. But that's the guy who he's under control through 2026. You have Lucas Urseg, Hunter Harvey back in, not in tip-top shape, but in strong shape. And now you get two other pitchers who can either join the rotation or be relievers. Both of them have experience with it. So if the Royals are getting a blow-away offer with the Estevez, I think you have to take it and see what happens.
Right now, we're talking to Jacob Milham. He is with Kings of Kauffman, just getting his thoughts as we are less than 30 minutes away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline closing. All right, let's talk about the players that the Royals actually received. They got Ryan Burgert. He sounds like he's the crown jewel of this deal. Tell us a little bit more about him.
Yeah, so it is 25-year-old. He's a top 10 prospect according to MLB Pipeline in the Padres system, and for good reason. He has some really good swing and miss stuff. He is still in his rookie year, so whether it be nerves or just getting some of the rust busted off after he started off the year as a single inning guy. And then he got sent back down to Triple A, came back and joined the rotation. So he's still really early as a starter. He only has 7 starts under his belt. But I mean, as you say, stuff is king right now, and this kid has stuff. It's very fun to watch him. You go back and you look at his last 2 outings. He has performed very well against the NL's best lineups. He held the Mets to 1 run. He had 7 strikeouts against the Phillies earlier on this month. Like, those are, you can look at ERA and WHIP and things like that, but if you want a guy who can come in and give you competitive starts every 5 games, well, what have they done against the game's best? Have they melted or have they stood up to the challenge? And so far he has in his young career, and I think there's a lot that this Royals pitching coaching staff can work with. There are clear avenues to addressing some of his problems, and I want to say that is why the Royals were more apt to deal Freddie Freeman to the San Diego Padres.
We had a guest on the show earlier. He thinks that Burger's ceiling is him being a 2 or a 3. Do you agree with that? Do you see that as his ceiling?
I see that as his ceiling, yes. I think his floor is a multi-inning bulk relief sort of guy. But I do trust he's going to settle in the middle of that. I think he is going to be a very good 4 or 5 rotation. And when you look at or 4 or 5 man in the rotation, excuse me. And when you look at how much control he has, how cheap he is, well, that is going to make the Royals investing in Seth Lugo and Michael Wacha and some other bats down the line, that's going to make it a little bit more prudent, if you will. So I expect him to be a bottom of the rotation guy. But if everything goes right, he's going to be a 2 or 3 guy in this rotation.
The other player they got was Steven Kolick. I don't want to say that he was a throw-in in the trade, but he's certainly not the crown jewel. The other guy's 25 and in his first year as a major leaguer. How do you see Kolick kind of fitting into what the Royals have?
So it's Kolick. He was meh as a reliever last year. He appeared in 47 games for the Padres. He wasn't a huge help in that bullpen. But he's been a starter all of this year. He's got 14 starts to his name. I think he's a perfectly fine pitcher. Like, he's not going to be dominant. I think if you want to look at a comp for what he would bring to the Royals, a good case scenario is a Michael Lorenzen type. Right now, I expect both of these guys to slot in immediately to the rotation as appropriate. You look at the 26-man roster right now, and the Royals only have 3 healthy starters. You add these 2 pitchers, you get back to a full 5-man rotation. And once Michael Lorenzen's ready to come back, or if Cole Reagans is ready to come back at all this year, you figure it out from there. I think Kolick would be the one to get pushed back into the bullpen, excuse me. So I don't want to describe him as a throw-in. Like, he's going to help the Royals, but I just don't think he has quite the same ceiling as Burger.
Jacob, really quickly here, how would you grade this trade? It seems like a win-win for both sides.
It really does, and I have to give it a B-plus from the Royals side of the house. All in all, if you look at it on paper, I love Freddie. He has brought a lot to this team. He's brought a lot of smiles and great energy to this team. Right now, he is in the midst of his worst batting season of his career. And, you know, the Padres sent 2 solid pitchers in return for a 30-year-old backup catcher having a down year at the plate. And whenever you can flip that sort of player into guys who fill in holes right now in a postseason push, I think that's a great deal, and you do that deal.
That is Jacob Milham joining us on the show. Be sure to check out Kings of Kauffman for all your Royals information. We are about 20 minutes away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline. Jacob, great stuff, man. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, C-Dot. Have a good one.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.